This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by actor and dancer Glenn Packard. Glenn, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
I'm glad to be on, especially after the big release of Pitchfork this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely, which the timing was perfect because, you know, Friday the 13th was on Friday, and it was such a fitting movie for that day. Tell me a little bit, because this movie was amazing. I didn't think I would like it because I don't consider myself a big horror fan. But you really, really nailed it. Tell me what it was like for you creating this film, because I know that this film is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I've been in the industry for like 25 years, and I had always been in love with the horror genre. And being a choreographer, I decided to transition into directing. And, of course, I was going to do the one thing that I'm so passionate about and love, and that's the horror genre. So, you know, I always, as a kid of the 80s, loved, you know, my Friday the 13th, my Halloween, my Nightmare on Elm Street. I just love those franchises, love the characters, the backstories, just all of that, what they stood for, the different types of characters. And I wanted to create that feeling again. It wasn't like I was going to do this multi-million dollar, gigantic, huge budget, you know, movie. No, I was going to go back to, you know, when it was about the characters and the slasher himself. And I wanted to create this really cool character that people are going to want to know more about. They're going to hate him. They're going to love him. But I think I've created that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about kind of like what the filming process was like for you with this film, because I know that so much of it went into it.
No, that was a great question, and I think people should know because, you know, our visuals going out these last, you know, few months have looked like it's like a multi-million dollar film. The look of it is beautiful, and the imagery for the posters and the artwork that's gone out makes it look like it's this multi-million dollar movie. And I think what people don't realize is we're like the slasher film, like the Blair Witch Project when it first came out, because we literally shot this with one camera, 21 days on my family farm with a skeleton crew, a micro budget, and a bloody dream.
Wow.
When people are watching this, and if they watch it for a second time, they need to keep that in mind. There wasn't this big, huge studio behind it. You know, we didn't have a Blumhouse behind us. You know, this was just a dream and a bunch of friends getting together to make a dream happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is awesome. Glenn, and tell me a little bit about kind of, because I know that you've got such a rich and lengthy background in dance and choreography, and you actually have a lot of awards in it as well. But was filmmaking and film, you know, something that you have always just been interested in and kind of attracted to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have always, you know, I was a farmer up until about 19 years old, 20 years old. I was going to be a farmer, take over my family business. But I was that kid that was dancing around like Footloose on the farm all the time, entertaining people and the other workers and the cows. I'd be that guy running around dancing. And I knew I had the entertainment gene. It just always was in me. I was creative and was ready to like conquer that. And I got in a really bad accident that almost had me amputate my leg. And I told myself if I got through it, I would stop living other people's dreams and start living mine. So I did that. And just like Forrest Gump, where it was like run, Forrest, run, I did dance, Glenn, dance, and I just didn't stop. And I really have lived a Forrest Gump-like life because I followed my passions and done the things that I love.
Absolutely. When you, I guess, kind of looking back over the span of your career and just everything that you've been through, Would you say that your parents and your, like, your friends and family, have they been supportive of, like, the decisions that you've made, and have they supported, like, your dream?
Yeah, I can get pretty emotional on this part, being a little bit older now. But there has been, there was a time when I didn't get along with my parents, and there was a lot of struggle between me going from being a farmer into being an entertainer, and then also the whole fact that I'm actually gay as well, and just like Hunter in the movie, and coming out to my parents. So I had those struggles, and there was a time when it all just changed. They saw me doing what I love. They saw me being happy, and they just saw that I really had a passion for this stuff, and I always believe in leading by example. And from that moment, my parents are my biggest fans, and they are so supportive of me, and they have been for such a long time, and they really taught me. My dad has become a very successful farmer, has built a small farm into a big, huge farming enterprise, and I get that drive from him. So I'm hoping that one day Pitchfork, this little indie film, becomes a big, huge franchise.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Pitchfork was really, really amazing, and I know that as a person, you're a man of the arts. Do you think that you'll stick with horror, specifically the genre of horror, or do you think you will branch out and do other films, like such as dramas and comedy and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm getting asked that a lot, and my biggest influences, are, Kenny Ortega, if people don't know, he's, done, Dirty Dancing, and then I was from the 80s with, Footloose and Flashdance, and then there's Sam Raimi with the horror and the Evil Dead, and also the 80s with Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween's. And then I was a huge fan of John Hughes. I mean, I loved Some Kind of Wonderful, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles. Those are huge influences. And I believe in your influences being a big part of you, and have also made me the person that I am and the creative person that I am. So I to answer your question, I love the horror genre. Like, I know I definitely want to stick to it, but I do know that there are some family dramas that I do want to tackle one day, and I also want to do some films for the LGBT market as well.
Absolutely. That's very inspiring, and I know that what's so great about your story is that, like, despite all the success and even, like, the bumps that, the things that you faced, throughout your career and your life, you've kept, like, this really, really humble attitude.
Thank you.
You've just approached everything with such humility. What is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your art and the work that you do?
I just want people to know that hard work pays off. It's like these quotes that are always being said, and my whole real thing is you smile and the world will smile back, and that's kind of what I've done. I just approach everything with 100%. If I'm going to work with Michael Jackson, then the next job I do, if it's a small dance studio in Ocala, Florida, I'm going to give them 100% of myself. So everything that I tackle, because I love it and passionate about it, it's always going to be rewarding. And I want people to just, from my example, is to make sure, don't wait for something terrible to happen to you. Get out there now and do what you love. Don't do what Uncle Carl is doing, or your neighbor Cindy wants you to do, or your best friend Carl wants you to do. No, go out and do the things that you love.
Absolutely. That's some really good advice. That's some really good advice because, yeah, you're right. So oftentimes, like, we just, you know, we find ourselves doing what other people want us to do, and we forget, you know, what makes us happy and what we're put to do. And so that is
– You fall into that norm that people say that that's what you're supposed to be doing. And even with horror, it was, you know, people – think I'm a little weird because I like horror movies, but you know what? I don't think I'm weird at all. I think it's the coolest thing on the planet.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so those people, at the end, it doesn't matter. Like, my last day on Earth could be tomorrow, and I made a horror movie.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Well, and that's what Pittsburgh is. Pittsburgh really is a beautiful thing.
It is, yeah. I think,
see this,
you know,
such art.
We as humans, we respond so well to, you know, we respond most to like fear and things of like faith. That's why like horror and like family films do so well. And so I think as a human condition, we're used to, you know, seeing that, I guess, reality about ourselves, our own mortality is constantly at play. And so,
you know, Walter, probably one of the reasons you like Pitchfork so much is really the understory that's going on here, the underline of Pitchfork, and that is the relationship between children and their parents. That's a lot of what Pitchfork is all about. And Friday 13th has to do with that whole, you know, sex, you know, teen sex. Pitchfork is really about the relationships between children and their parents. It's Hunter coming out to his parents and being accepted and not sure and scared that they're not going to love him still. And then Pitchfork's going through the same sort of thing, but it's just so much darker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is one thing that I really, really enjoyed about the film. And that's why I said, you know, I'm normally not a horror person, but man, you had so much, there were so many good themes and everything going on. It was very well done. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Glenn, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you're doing?
Well, you know, I'm going to, you know, definitely give you information on Pitchfork first. So if they want all the information on Pitchfork, please go to our Facebook, which is Pitchfork Official. And then our Twitter is Pitchfork Film. And then anything on me, you can go to my Facebook, which is Glenn Packard For Real, with the number 4, and then my Twitter is Glenn Packard. And also, please check out pitchforkfilm.com. It's a gorgeous website on Pitchfork, and you're going to see some stuff that you didn't see in the movie and some great artwork on there as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Glenn, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate this interview and all the questions, but I wanted to just open the floor back up to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Just live your life for you. Enjoy your passions. Enjoy the adventures because you get one chance at it.
That's so true. You're so right, Glenn. Man, so right.
And happy horror.
Happy horror.
Thanks, Walter, so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Glenn. You have a great day.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Guys, that was Glenn Packard. Make sure to check out the link to his website. We'll put it in the body of this post. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, or iTunes, or Google Play, make sure to hit the subscribe button.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.